With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 83 years ago today, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,300 American servicemen and launching the United States into the Second World War. Two survivors are returning to Hawaii today, each man just over 100 years of age. Massive search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab. And the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, political observer Ben Domenech says, when it comes to artificial intelligence, the United States has fallen sharply.
We are seeing China, really outpace us in recent years in ways that we don't fully understand yet. Certainly it's something we're all paying attention to, but it's something that can't be allowed to happen in such a critical time.
Domestic policy expert Matt Continetti says he wasn't surprised when President Biden pardoned his son, so much as by the scope of that pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge. He's pardoning Hunter for all crimes he may have committed over a period of 11-some years.
Continetti says it raises questions about when the president may be trying to conceal and what he may be trying to conceal about the connection. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany, famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems like the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in porn. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. This is SRN News. A new Senate study finds 94% of federal employees today work from home.
According to the study, just 6% of federal workers do their jobs in an office full-time, and a third are fully remote. Government office buildings have an occupancy rate of just 12%, despite the fact the federal government spends $16 billion every year to operate them. Elon Musk, co-chair of incoming President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has signaled federal workers should have to return to work in their government office buildings. Bob Agner reporting.
The government has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cattle. Ag Department says raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested on request. That will be starting on the 16th of December. More details at srnnews.com.